Everybody, happy Friday. It's Derek and Tom here again. We are without Greg. I'm not exactly sure where Greg is today. Sadly enough, his son's team lost the state title game yesterday, but he did say that it was they played well and they're looking forward, and they probably have a shot to get back there next year, being that they are all sophomores and juniors. So how's it going today, Tom, by the way? Didn't mean to not include you here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm doing good. It's good. It's Friday. It's almost Sunday, which means more football, so it's all good.
So big news, our new NFBC baseball site and registration have gone live today. We've already filled up our first Draft Champions 15 team league, and it looks like number two isn't far from filling. So great job by everyone involved here. Big shout-out to our CDM guys down in St. Louis, and then the designers that helped out as well out in the Connecticut area. Excited. I think I'm a little bit of a bigger baseball guy than you maybe are, but it's great that we're drafting, don't you think?
Absolutely. No, we sold out the first one in like 20 minutes. The second one's almost sold out now. So hoping to get 2 to 3 Draft Champion Leagues up and running for today. It'd be a lot of fun. It's always good. Yeah, I'm knee-deep in football, but it's fun to get the site live and get sign-ups coming in and get people fired up for next season.
Yeah,
real good.
Real quick there, too. New feature this year with baseball, much like we had our FC football 25 and 50s, we have a 12-team 50-dollar entry team draft, basically like a draft champion. It's not a national tournament of anything, but it's just a standalone league where there's 12 guys. So it's a great way to get to know the player pool this early. So another option we have there. So there we go.
Yep.
PlayNFBC.com is how you get there. Check it on out this weekend for sure. Moving on to the football, we got 11 games on the Sunday slate this time. Real quick, looking at it, we have 7 home underdogs out of the 11 games. So that to me kind of just says we might be in store for some weird stuff coming up on Sunday. What do you think?
Yeah, I certainly would think that's very possible. I'm a little surprised that some of the teams are underdogs, actually. I think the Texans should be favored at home. I understand their defense is terrible. I understand Tom Savage is there, but Blaine Gabbert is the worst. And the Texans' defense actually has been very productive at home. So I think the Packers, obviously a closer home underdog to me in here in Wisconsin, that's probably fair. But they got a shot here. I mean, the Ravens just aren't very good. Flacco tends not to travel well, so they have a shot. But, yeah, I think we're going to see some interesting games this week. There are some good games to look forward to, so hopefully we get more competitive than what we had last night.
All right, let's jump into a couple of the early games and maybe just give a quick hitter on a player you feel might blast off or a guy you don't want a part of or whatever. So let's go Detroit's favored by 3 at Soldier Field and the Bears. What are you looking for here?
Players I like. I like Stafford in this one. I like Golden Tate. Jordan Howard, I think, will be fine. That's kind of, Marvin Jones is kind of coming back a little bit. You know, that's who he is. He'll have those runs, and then he fades a little bit. He came up real small last week, so I'm kind of backing off him a little bit. I wish they'd use Theo Riddick more, but they don't.
So would you use Theo Riddick over Amir Abdullah here, or is it just...
Yes. Every week. I mean, Abdullah just does nothing for me, but I don't think there's any upside there with him.
I agree.
There's upside with Riddick if they ever get him, you know, 4, 5, 6 catches a game, which he should be getting every week. There's genuine upside there with him every week. I think Abdullah's just kind of out there.
Agreed. I think this game's pretty, you pretty much summed it up. I don't think you start any other Bears unless you use their kicker or something like that. Obviously, you can use Matt Prater, but that's pretty much here. Second game, Kansas City, double-digit favorite at the Giants. Obviously, you're going to fire up all your Chiefs coming off a bye week. Andy Reid, known for just being dominant coming off bye weeks with his teams. On the Giants side, I feel good about Sterling Shepard and Ingram and possibly Manning if you need to. Hopefully you don't. But anybody else on the Giants tickle your fancy at all?
I mean, I guess if you need Darkwa, you know, he came up. He didn't really come through last week. The matchup is good, though, so if you need him. I agree about Eli. I hope you don't have to use him, but the matchup on paper is fantastic for him. So he's not the worst possible guy to have to go to this week, but hopefully you have better options than that. But, yeah, start everybody on the Chiefs.
I got to
– Andy Reid's a machine coming out of buys.
Yeah, exactly. All right, not much. Let's move Tampa Bay, actually a one-point favorite at Miami. That one seems like it's –
That's another one.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right to me.
I definitely would take the Dolphins here. I like the Dolphins a lot. I love Devontae Parker this week. He will score. I guarantee
yes.
it.
All right.
Save this. He is absolutely going to score. Jarvis Landry's looking good. Cutler, I think, will be fine. He's actually been pretty solid the last few weeks. I love Kenyon Drake. It's a good matchup for him. Damian Williams, decent flex guy. And as far as the Bucs, I like Mike Evans in his return. I think he'll be better. That's kind of about it that really – I mean, they're Doug Martin and Brait and those guys. Okay, if you need them. But Evans is really – and D-Jax. D-Jax should be solid.
All right. I like that. Yeah, I don't know what to think of Doug Martin. It's like he's getting a ton of opportunities. He's not doing much of anything.
Not doing anything. Yeah, I mean, it's a good matchup for him.
Right.
So if you need him, yeah, okay. But he's just – what's he done to get you all fired up? And it's a great matchup for Fitzpatrick too, but he had a great one last week and shit the bed. So good luck with that.
Yeah, I agree. All right, moving on to your team at Lambeau, Baltimore coming in as a 2-point favorite. You just mentioned that Joe Flacco a lot of times doesn't travel very well. You did mention, I think, last week or maybe even the week before that it's time to fire up Jeremy Maclin, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes. If you got Jeremy Maclin, get his ass in your lineup. Do what you can. I understand he may be like your number four receiver, but do what you can because he's going to go bonkers. I mean, the Packers secondary is atrocious, so I love this week. If Woodhead plays, absolutely fucking start Danny Woodhead. They can't cover a running back out of the backfield at all. So, yeah, start him. Flacco's got the matchup, without a doubt. It's just you just don't trust him. It's kind of like Eli. You don't believe he can do it, but on paper, the matchup is glorious. So if you need Flacco, it's not the worst possible guy. From the Packers, I'm not on Jamal Williams. I'm actually starting him in the Serious Dynasty League, only because we got like 8 flex spots in that crazy-ass league, so I can start pretty much anybody I want, but I don't have expectations for him. Devontae Adams, it's not a great matchup for the passing game, so I'm not feeling any Packers this week, to be honest.
All right, on the Joe Flacco front, real quick, I kind of have Jared Goff as a mid-tier quarterback this week against the Vikings. Would you play Flacco over Jared Goff this week?
No, I mean, the matchup's obviously much better for Flacco, but Goff's been good all year. Yeah. I mean, Goff's just been good. He's a better quarterback, so I'll take the talent even with a tougher matchup.
All right, sounds good. Moving on, we have Arizona at Houston. I actually think Houston is now, I think this line has flipped, and I think Houston's actually a small favorite at home, which you agree with,
okay.
which you said you agree with anyway. So I don't know that we need to go too much in depth here. We've made this pretty, it's Garrett. I mean, Fitzgerald's not as good on the road as he is at home. You're still starting Fitzgerald, but guessing you want no part of Adrian Peterson like I don't.
Nope.
In this game, in Houston, you're obviously going to play DeAndre Hopkins. Fuller's out, so you're not really worried about anything else. Maybe C.J. Fedorowicz?
Well, the concern with Hopkins is he's going to get matched up on Patrick Peterson, who gives up nothing. So you start Hopkins every week, but you got to lower your expectations this week because it's a brutal matchup for him. I do love C.J. Fedorowicz a lot. I think he's a great streaming tight end option because, again, Hopkins is going to see Peterson. Fuller's out. I think there's going to be a lot of targets. He got 6 targets in his first game back last week. Don't be surprised if he gets double digits on Sunday.
Sounds good. All right, moving on. Jacksonville, 8-point favorites in Cleveland. On the Cleveland side of the ball, would you start Crowell or Duke Johnson or neither or both?
Both. I mean, the Jaguar run defense has gotten better, but Crowell has gotten better. He looks a lot like the guy we saw last season who was top 15 at running back. So I'm feeling better about Crowell. Clearly, they want to run the ball. That's all they can do. Duke, you can start him every week in PPR. He's pretty solid. From the Jaguar perspective, Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, what's going on there?
He's legitimately hurt, so if he plays, he's a high-risk guy, but it actually sounds like he isn't going to play. If he doesn't play, I'm done with the whole Yeldon Ivory thing, trying to guess which one's going to be good. The first game it was Yeldon, the second game it was Ivory. Fuck that. I'm out. I'm out on the Jaguars.
Yeah, I agree. I think Marquise Lee.
Marquise Lee.
Safe start. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. One of my favorite games, too, Washington at New Orleans. New Orleans, almost a double-digit point favorite here. This line keeps moving. I think it started at 7. It's up to 9 now. Obviously, you're going to use all your Saints, and you're probably going to use your Redskins, too. Any random quirky thoughts on this game, or pretty choggy?
I'm actually starting Drew Brees over Prescott in one league.
Okay.
Just because I'm worried about Prescott on Sunday night. From the Washington perspective, you start Cousins if you have to. It's a bad matchup, but he just finds a way to get numbers every week. Chris Thompson should be okay. The Saints really struggle defending running backs in the passing game, so Thompson should be good. Vernon Davis, he's okay. I want no part of anybody else. I'm actually starting Samaje Perine in one league because I have no options because of injuries and buys, but I have no belief in him.
I think I agree there, too. You're firing up your Saints, and then you're playing it safe with Washington, guys. All right, Buffalo at the Chargers. Chargers 5-point favorites. You've mentioned a couple times now that their defense should be licking their chops. I like your Scooby-Doo thing on Twitter today. That meme, that was nice. Anyone on Buffalo besides Shady, you're even thinking about playing? Kelvin Benjamin, maybe? Jordan Matthews? I don't know. What do you think?
Maybe Chuck Clay.
Okay.
Maybe. No, Benjamin does nothing for me at this point. Probably Chuck Clay would be the other one, but Shady, the Charger defense, run defense has gotten better in recent weeks, but you start Shady every week. Yeah, I love the Chargers from a defense perspective. I love Melvin Gordon this week. The Bills' run defense is really falling apart, so he should be good. Keenan Allen hasn't been good in a long time, but he should be solid this week. Who knows with Hunter Henry? You can never figure out what they're doing with him, but I mean, he's not the worst guy you can lean on there. Other than that, Phil Rivers, not bad if you need him. So, but I like Gordon a lot this week. I love the Charger defense a lot this week.
What about Austin Eckler in a pinch in a flex spot, yes or no?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he might be chasing points a little bit. We don't know. He had a big fumble late in the game last week, okay? This is what's kind of throwing this all into a bit of a monkey wrench. We don't know how the coach is going to respond to that.
Sure.
Are they going to say, hey, we're backing off. Coaches get weird with fumbles. Or they may just say, it was one time and let's go back to him. So it comes with risk, but if he is their new Danny Woodhead, he's clearly going to have value going forward. So if you need him, I'd give him a shot, but just be prepared. He fumbled last week, and coaches get goofy about that kind of stuff, so just kind of remember that.
All right, sounds good. Let's move on to what everyone thinks is going to be the big shootout this week down in Mexico City. New England, a touchdown favorite in Mexico City against the Raiders. That line seems like it's not big enough. If you ask me, I think New England's easily a double-digit point winner here. Is there anybody on either of these teams that you're not starting in this game? Obviously, Chris Hogan's out. But
I can't get behind Lynch. I mean, I understand. He looked good in the last game. Obviously, looked really good. But I can't see the Raiders playing close or from the front here,
right?
Which is where Lynch needs to be. I think they're going to be trailing. I think they're going to have to throw it a ton, and he's worthless if you're throwing it a ton. So he's like the one guy that I'd be like, I'm not crazy about Lynch, but everybody else, man, fire him up. I fucking love Derek Carr this week. Crabtree, Cooper, Cook, fire him up. You're firing up all the Patriots. As we've announced, it is Brandon Cook's day on Sunday,
yes,
so he's going to be a monster.
It.
Yeah, it's going to be good, big for Brandon Cooks. I mean, it's everything. This is one of those things where every fucking metric,
everything.
I mean, I've been reading metrics all week about this. Every single thing points to Brandon Cooks going purely bonkers on this defense. And the last time he played him last season, he went fucking bonkers on this defense. Same guys, 2 touchdowns, 98-yarder against him. I mean, it's obviously we don't know what's going to happen until the games are played, but you are not going to find a metric of any kind that doesn't strongly point to Brandon Cooks having a huge day this week. It's all there.
I agree. He'll be fired. He'll be 90% owned in DFS lineups this week. He'll be crazy.
Play the chalk, man. Go get it.
Real quick, rank the Patriots running backs for this week.
Burkhead, Lewis. Lewis White. The problem with Lewis is he's got to score touchdowns. They don't use him in the passing game. If he scores touchdowns, he'll be fine for you. He obviously scored 2 last week. 1 was a kick return, but he still scored another rushing. If he's not scoring touchdowns, it could be like 60 yards and that's it. That sucks. So I'm a little concerned about that, but I do think this the Raider defense is so bad. I mean, they stink on every level. So I do think Lewis is pretty solid here. I love Burkhead. Burkhead is, if I had to pick one, it'd be Burkhead.
I agree. I had him ranked in the exact same order. So, all right, last game of Sunday, that Sunday night game, very good game, at least it's shaping up to be. Philly, 5-point favorites at Dallas. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, well, Carson Wentz, you start him every week. Yep. Jeffrey's got the ankle injury, but he hasn't been all that great. But if you need him, you start him. Ertz, of course, you start. Aguilar, if you need him, you start. It's a great week for Jay and Johnny. No Sean Lee is huge.
Yep.
The Dallas run defense really suffers without him. So on paper, it's a Jay and Johnny game. We all know where we've been with this before, but you can't beat the matchup. From the Dallas perspective, I am concerned about Dak Prescott. No Tarian Smith again at left tackle. I'm concerned about Dak, but he's hard to bench, man. I mean, you've got to have a really good option. I'm not benching him for like Joe Flacco or Eli or something like that. So I'm concerned about him. Dez, got to start him if he plays. He's Dez. That's about it. I mean, Alfred Morris, screw that. I mean, no. I want no part of the backfield.
I agree. That's pretty much it. That's our Sunday slate. A lot of good tidbits in there. You got anything else before we push out for the weekend here? Justice League. You going to Justice League this weekend?
Nah, I'm gonna probably watch Punisher though on Netflix. Okay. I'll probably binge Punisher. I'm a Marvel guy. DC stuff I'll see it eventually.
Sure. Hey, have you real quick on Netflix? Have you watched Ozark?
No.
What is that? 10 episodes. It's Jason Bateman. He was a financial planner, but he was basically been laundering money for Mexican drug cartels. Moves his family down to the Ozarks in Missouri. 10 episodes. Watch it. It's absolutely phenomenal. You can get it done this weekend. My favorite show I've seen on Netflix.
Okay.
Called Ozark. Give it a look-see. First episode's kind of slow, but then it gets into it, and the twists and turns and the plots are ridiculous. Second season's coming out soon, I believe, but it's 10 episodes. You can get through it in a weekend easy.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah, I like Bateman's good. Obviously, you know Bateman from Arrested Development and all the other stuff, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah, I know Jason Bateman. Gotcha. Come on, he's Teen Wolf, man. He's Teen Wolf 2.
Yeah, Teen Wolf 2, exactly. All right. Yeah, that's all I got. Again, we got daily drafts tonight and tomorrow and all the way through Sunday right up till kickoff on our daily draft site, playsportshubtech.com. And then, again, as we mentioned, our baseball signups, our site is live and open and got drafts going on right now. So if you're a baseball guy and or football guy, get in and take part in both of those. And I think we'll be back Monday. We'll preview Monday's game then with Greg back and talk about this weekend that could be crazy with all these home underdogs. We'll see.
All right. Should be fun.
All right, man.
All right. Have a good weekend,
you
everybody.
You too. Talk to you later.